The following radio program may contain brief coarse language and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Oh, wait! Son of a...
This is Where the Wind Blows. Where the wind blows.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. I'm E.T.
And I'm Zach.
I'm Ashley.
You can get closer. You can move the mic. Don't touch the microphone! Okay. Use the stand.
They always make this mistake.
Everybody.
You never warn them beforehand.
Yeah, I know.
They show up an hour beforehand and you never warn them about this.
Yeah,
never go through your checklist.
Yeah, I'm an ass like that.
Yep.
Anyways, Ashley, welcome to the studio. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you on.
Thanks.
Tell
good
us a little bit here. About yourself.
I'm from Oshawa. Eric's taking the microphone. It's terrible. Did nothing else. Okay, go ahead.
There's gonna be more than that.
I think he just cornered her with the microphone in the wall.
Hold
She's
on.
Like stuck there.
Stand by.
Thank you.
Technical difficulties caused by ET.
What else is new? I'm always causing technical difficulties.
Yep.
So that new warning. Tell us about that, Zach.
It was fun to make. What else is there to say?
That it was fun to make and was awesome.
Yes. Yes.
I had to do that. You know, it was necessary.
Yeah.
It was necessary. What do you think about it?
It's good.
Good. That's what I like to hear.
Okay. Which do you like better, mine or his? The first one he had.
Did I hear the first one he had?
Yes, you did. Shall we play it?
Is that the one I laughed at?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I like yours better.
Okay, it's a unanimous vote. Okay, I don't even think we need a poll for that.
No, we're not going to make a poll for that. The new one is clearly better.
Awesome.
Anyways, we got some great music today, guys. We're a little bit of a classic rock motif today.
As usual.
Oh, no, a little bit more than usual, though. We've got some awesome things to talk about this time, as usual, because, you know, we like to talk. It's more me than anybody else, but I've done enough talking today.
Too bad. You have another hour of your show left.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Well, 58 minutes. 50?
No, we're going. We're going to quarter after, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are we?
We always go to quarter after.
Well, that's your fault. You're the one complaining about having to talk more, and now you want to make it 15 minutes longer?
I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry. Did you not read Kim's script? Speed read through 3 minutes of script? That was suicide.
Yeah. Good thing I fell asleep while you were doing Mark's.
That was just as bad because he kept coming over. Okay, we're going to cut this. Okay, so cut it out on the prompter.
Write it right the first time.
Because I have this piece of paper, and it's just like, okay. So, Eric, here, scratch this. That was scratch this. How am I going to know when I get there? Like, I'm looking at the prompter. I'm like, how am I know I'm going to get to that particular spot when I'm looking down? I'm not looking down. I'm looking at the prompter. When I have to look down, okay, do I stop here or do I keep going?
And Mark just do what you're doing.
Teddy bear messenger, teddy bear telegram.
I still think we should have had someone throw that thing at you.
That would have been awesome. Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. In case anybody is confused right now, which you usually are during this show.
Clearly.
People like to throw things at Eric Terry. In this case.
E.T.
Either way, people like to throw shit at you. And in this case, it was a teddy bear.
Yeah. At least it was soft.
Yeah, at least this time it wasn't a purse full of rocks.
When did that happen? I must have lost my the memory must be gone.
Yeah, exactly. You know how you've been wondering for the past couple of weeks why there's that lump on the back of your head?
There's a lump on the back of my head?
It's worse than I thought.
Anyways, guys, we're gonna start you off with some music here. Start you off with some Kiss.
Awesome.
Kiss is good. And Zach, make sure to write this down on Facebook or. Unless Kelvin's magically doing it again.
He's a time-traveling Asian ninja magician. We will warn him tomorrow. He will come back in time and do it for us.
Oh, Kelvin Wan. If you're listening, shout out to you.
Yes.
Alrighty, rock and roll all night, Kiss. Here on Centennial Internet Radio, Where the Wind Blows, with your hosts, Zach, E.T., and guest, Ashley.
You show us everything you drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You
drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
We'll be right back. walls. I can't take it anymore.
We didn't stop the fire.
and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. The time is now 7:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting to you from Centennial College's Center for Creative Communications, one breath again.
Awesome. You're getting better at that.
I am getting better at that. There was just the one time that last time where it just, mid-sentence, it was just like, Oh, yeah. It was because I stumbled on my words.
Yeah, it's because you messed up.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Those last songs you heard, guys, were Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss, followed by We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. After that, we had Point of No Return by Kansas, and I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by U2.
Good music, if I may say so myself.
Love the rock and roll.
There's just something about, you know, you listen to all this modern music, and then you just go back, and once you start listening to old stuff, it's like, this stuff is great.
Yeah.
Like, it's if it wasn't for this, like, the music we just played, you would not have the modern rock that you have today.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the modern artists, they watch the microphone, good sir.
Just keep talking.
Okay, fine. I'm good at that.
Just ignore me.
Because, like, if you think about it, because of, you know, if it wasn't, a lot of the modern artists, their inspiration was classic rock.
Yeah.
So it's just,
yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there is something to be said about modern music. Modern music does have a nice beat to it. It may be computer generated, sure. Like, they may not have actual talent of their own besides singing, but the music is good. It gets you in a dancing mood, like a kind of party mood. It gives you the energy. Rock and roll, however, it's all actual instruments. The people who make the music do have the talent, and that's what I like about classic rock.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, oh, I have a computer, I can make songs too.
I can auto-tune my voice.
Exactly. No, they actually had real talent.
Yeah. Well, I think Steph might disagree with AC/DC. She doesn't think that they have talent.
Really?
She doesn't like the voice.
She doesn't like
but
the screaming.
I've seen, they're so, okay.
Oh, I love AC/DC.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's just she doesn't like the voice because it's like, ah!
Well, that's the best part.
Exactly. The guitar is pretty awesome too. I saw them at the Rogers Center back in 2008. It was awesome. It was just really funny. It was funny yet disturbing at the same time that Angus Young was still doing stripteases in the 60s.
I love that part of the show.
That was disturbing.
It's so funny.
He had saggy nipples.
I know.
That's not cool.
No, it's funny.
Okay.
To each their own. To each their own. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Yeah, I guess so. We listened to some AC/DC earlier.
Yeah. Not on the show.
That was the first album AC/DC did since the death of, oh my God, I can't believe I'm blanking on his name.
Mr. What's-His-Face.
That. Help me out.
Google?
Well, Brian Johnson was from the new albums, but oh, I can't believe I'm forgetting this. This is terrible.
Look it up now.
Ashley's already on it. We'll figure it out.
Awesome.
But no, it was. As soon as she's gonna say the name, I'm gonna be like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot that. But no, there was because I had it. It was right there too. I almost said it. I see his face. It's, help me out.
I'm searching.
That's taking too long. But you're doing your best, of course. But anyways, we got some stuff on the Facebook page. What's up with that, Zach?
Okay, so we've got a couple of polls up here. The first one we have is, is there a TV show out there that you guys watch religiously? Like, every week there's a new episode, you have to be there to watch it. Or if you physically can't be there to watch it, you get somebody to record it for you. Is there a show like that out there for you guys?
Actually,
I see there's a lot of different
lots
posts out there.
Pick one.
Pick one.
Pick the best one that you like.
Or top three.
Top three is easier. Big Bang Theory, Gossip Girl, Vampire Diaries.
Okay, well, Big Bang Theory is up here. That's probably
that's
the
number
biggest
one.
Hit. Yeah, that's the
Big
biggest
Bang Theory is number one. What about you, Zach?
For me, I have three. That would be
Unos.
Mythbusters definitely number one. Mythbusters definitely number one.
Number two?
Pawn Stars.
Nice, nice. Number three?
It's a close one, but I'm going to have to say Auction Hunters.
I don't think I've heard of that one before.
You need to watch History Channel more.
I don't have the History Channel.
That's why.
Yeah, okay. my top three are Big Bang Theory, Supernatural, and How I Met Your Mother.
Figures that they're on the list. You were the one that posted them up there.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I didn't do that. But what were some other things up there?
Another one is Once Upon a Time.
That's a good show. That is a great show. Yeah.
That one was voted on by Kim.
Yeah.
We've also got Megan. She also voted for Big Bang Theory. We got a lot of votes for Big Bang Theory. How many do we have? Four. Okay, that's not a lot, but
it's the biggest. It's the biggest one we've got.
So ding, 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 ding.
We have a winner.
Okay, we also have one more post out there. Not too many people have talked about this one, but it's a, do you think that social media is a necessary evil? I think so. Because without Facebook and without Twitter, how would we promote ourselves?
Posters.
How would we make posters.
Who looks at them? I see posters in the hallway and I walk right past them.
What annoys me is that the janitors take down the posters.
That's where all your posters went.
I have one left, and it is in the one hidden corner of the school. I am annoyed.
Where is it?
Well, if it's in a hidden corner, it's not going
to
be seen.
It's over by the calf.
Oh, that one, right.
By the door.
Move
it. Nah, but if I move it, they'll take it down. That's the problem I had. They were last year, they were all over the school, and now they're gone. Even the one that was in here is gone.
You had one in here?
Yeah, exactly. Someone tore it down.
Oh, God. I haven't put up posters since the first posters we had.
Exactly.
Which was with Mitch and Axel when they were supposed to be on the show. That's the last poster I printed.
Yeah, and those are all gone now.
I think there's one more hidden. I know exactly where it is, too. It's under that TV over by the office. Another hidden corner. But I need to put
The unfortunate thing about that is no one is going to see it there.
Neither will the janitor. That's the point. The janitor won't see it.
But now anybody listening is going to go and search for it.
But the thing is, like, the poster is useless now because there's no Mitch and Axel. It's you, Kelvin, and I.
You need to make new ones.
Oh, you know, design, it's just a matter of printing them, which requires money, which I don't have.
It doesn't help when you change the design every month.
Hey, not true.
Yes, it is.
This is the last change until at least the new year, I think.
It was just the new year. No, you're going to change it.
No, it's a new semester. I changed it the semester because you've been coming on more because your show is right after mine.
Yeah,
so I might as well
me.
Put you in the poster.
And then you changed it again to add Twitter for everything. You're going to change it again once I get Twitter.
You have Twitter.
I have Twitter for my show.
Oh, right, true. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. But let's see what you guys out there think.
Don't call us.
Not too many people on the posts here on Facebook. Go to Facebook now and vote. Do you think it's a necessary evil? Yes? No? Does it depend? I don't know. You tell us.
Facebook.com/wherethewindblows or twitter.com/wherewindblowsare and mention us.
Yeah.
Or send us an email, wherethewindblows@live.com.
It's as easy as that.
It was 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, pretty
Sweet.
Much.
Sweet. Speaking about, I don't know where I was going with that. Thought, out window.
Doesn't that happen a lot to you?
Always.
Yeah.
Every minute of every day.
Don't you?
I'm surprised that I was able to stick to a script on the news.
Well, if it's staring you right in the face.
Still, I'm surprised I could follow it. Like, do you know how many times I was trying not to look away and be like, oh, look, something shiny? Do you know how hard that was?
Oh,
oh, very hard.
The studio was very shiny.
Yeah.
There's lots of lights.
I can see you doing that just in the middle of, like, someone's final show.
In
when we're recording it, it's like, and in other news, ooh, look, shiny things.
Don't put it past me.
Something out of Anchorman. Good lord.
Don't put it past me. Anyways, we'll go back to some more music. We'll start you up with some Marianas Trench with their new single, Follow. Watch the video. It's actually pretty decent. There's lots of fire. That's all I have to say about that. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen, Marianas Trench with Follow here on the radio on Where the Wind Blows with E.T., Zach, and Ashley.
The secrets you give and the secrets you keep. And nevertheless, it's never you let. It's more that I give and the less that I get. Don't tell me to fight for you. After this, a lawyer shouldn't have to. I know you're fine, but what do I do? Took a long, hard look at my life. Lost my way while I was fighting the tide. A big black cloud, stormy sky. Followed me, oh, I was living a lie. So heartless, so selfish, so in darkness. When all your nights are starless, you're running out of hope. But I found the strength inside to see, found a better part of me, and I'll never let it go. I've come a long, long way, made a lot of mistakes, but I'm breathing, breathing, that's right, and I made it, made it. This time I'm a little run down, I've been living out loud, I can beat it, beat it, that's right, cause I'm feeling, feeling invincible. When you're gone for days on your own, tear your heart out just to find your way home. I've been so high, I sunk so low, I come so far with nothing to show for it. Mistaken, I got so good at taking, but now I'm tired of faking. The story's getting old.
Peace. a swarm of stones. I rose from the ashes covered in gold. Yeah. Realized I live a lie cause I fear the truth. Yeah. My son asked if there's a God, said I'm living proof. P-Rain, baby, y'all better believe. When they tell you if it could be dreamed, it can be achieved. Got charged, read it, to see it, but I
found a way to beat it. Now I'm gonna be invincible.
Mona Lisa, you guaranteed to run this town. Whoa, Mona Lisa. Oh! run a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming up. Reach down between my legs, ease the seat back.
She's mine.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows, broadcasting to you live from Centennial College's Center for Creative Community. Shit.
Try again.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I can't do it again.
You know what we mean.
It's 7:46. And, so what were we just listening to, Zach?
We were listening to, give me one quick second.
I've never heard that song before.
Okay, we had...
Just stood for a second. Ah, darn it, Facebook!
Okay, here we go. We had Fallout by Marianas Trench, followed by Invincible by Headley. Then we had The Ballad of Mona Lisa by Panic at the Disco. Logical Song by Supertramp. And lastly, Panama by Van Halen. Out of all those songs, that's probably my favorite one.
Yeah, that's probably the best one there.
Yeah.
It's just, they're classic, you know?
Yep.
It's just, you can't go wrong with classic music. You just can't.
Yeah, there's no need to explain it. No. Everyone knows.
It's classic rock. I know people, I gotta tell you a sad story. You might cry, so is there Kleenex in here? Oh, that's too bad, okay. When I was working at Sobeys, there was this girl who worked a cashier there, and I told her, I was listening to, before I came into work, I was just listening to Yellow Submarine, but the Beatles. And she's like, who? What song?
No.
Yeah, she didn't know who the Beatles were and what Yellow Submarine was. I played it for her, and she's like, "I don't know that song."
Depressing.
Did you hear the new Nicki Minaj song? Do I care? No.
My favorite are the people who think that new people sing those songs. Like, no.
Oh God.
No.
People do a remake. Oh, did you hear the new song? That's not a new song.
Yeah.
That
My
is
favorite
a very
was when
old
the Jonas
song.
Brothers did Hello Goodbye, and people were like, oh, this is so new. And I'm like,
that's not
that was
so
written 40
new.
40 years ago. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. I just find it sad that it was just recently that iTunes got the rights to the Beatles songs. It took them how long? I mean, most of them are dead. I mean, there's one still alive. I mean, two.
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 What are you talking about?
I don't know. How would I know what I'm talking about? I don't know. You saw them live.
Both of them, yes.
Nice.
Yeah. This just goes back to a debate I had earlier in one of my shows, the whole originals versus
remakes. God. Oh, God.
Debate. Two episodes long of just which are
the
better.
The remakes are never better.
Actually, I did a whole thing. First episode was how the originals are better. But then second one, how the remakes were better.
There are actually
enough examples to make an hour-long show.
Clearly.
Wow.
Sometimes the remakes are better. I know a lot of people don't like the Tom Cochran's version of Life is a Highway, but some people like the Rascal Flatts version better.
No.
I mean, personally, I like Tom Cochran's version better, but a lot of people like the Rascal Flatts version better. And when they first play it, they're like, oh, I've never heard this song before. I'm like, are you kidding me? the song's as old as I am.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about as old as I am.
There are worse examples out there. The other day, I was listening to Daft Punk, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, and my earbuds come out of my iPod, and it starts blasting. I'm like, who cares? It's an awesome song. And then some guy here in the school walks by, and he's like, are you listening to Kanye West? I wanted to smack him so hard.
Did you?
Almost. I would have.
I know you would have. I'm surprised you didn't. You were
there.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't. If I could go back in time and be there and slap him for I would.
Get some lessons from Kelvin. He'll teach you how to travel through time.
All right.
Without the need of a phone booth. Or what it's supposed. What's it called again?
A TARDIS.
TARDIS. Oh, you're a Doctor Who person.
I am.
I wonder who she thinks is better than Kelvin Wong or Doctor Who.
Kelvin Wong. Hands down.
Doctor Who is epic. The best time traveler in all the world is Doctor Who.
Kelvin Wong is a time traveling Asian ninja magician. He doesn't need a telephone booth
enough
to
said.
Travel
it's
through
not
time.
A telephone booth. It's a police call box.
Oh my god, it's like having Stefan here again. Oh, speaking of which, she's on Facebook yelling at me, it's not a phone booth.
Good.
Welcome to the show, Steph. Glad you could tune in. First thing she says when she's back. It's not a phone booth.
Oh, God. We love you, Steph, but we got to get over this. Kelvin Wong's better.
This just in, Steph says that this girl is my favorite.
Yay.
There awesome. We go. Sweet. But, I was on Zach's Facebook page today, and I noticed a picture that you posted. YouTube video not available in this country.
I posted that?
Well, it was on your wall.
I must have just liked the picture, because I know which one you're talking about.
But, like, let's think about this for a second. Why? What is wrong with us Canadians?
Yeah, what did we do to you guys?
Racist!
Anything, we let you guys into our country.
Racist.
We let everybody into our country, for God's sake.
Yeah, like...
We would let mermaids into our country. We would probably let Bin Laden come into the country. Am I gonna
that's a little iffy.
Am I gonna get shut down for saying that?
Yes.
Oh crap! Just waiting for it to cut out. By the way, you were shut down.
Just watch the producer come in. Mm. Oh, by the way, you're canceled.
That would suck. And cute producer. Who is the producer?
I don't know anymore.
I thought I was the producer of my show. I am.
No, I mean
of the program.
I mean the executive producer, the one that runs the whole program.
Jules.
I guess that's his name. I don't even know anymore. No. We get too many fired.
It's just our show is just so awesome that they just can't keep up.
Yeah.
They just can't keep up with our shows. That's the issue there.
They don't like our shows, but there are so many shows just like ours where the guys are just like, you know what? Screw it. I quit. And then we just carve another one into the wall. Yes, one more.
I mean, like...
Let's make it an even seven.
Wait, I've noticed it, like, not even just YouTube, but sometimes there's a video on CBS website for, like, Big Bang Theory videos, and I go to watch it, and I can't because, you know, this video is not available in your country. Seriously! I mean, like, what's that one show that Andrew WK is in? Destroy, Build, Destroy.
Yes.
I can't watch it online because I'm in Canada.
You can if you go to an actual, like, streaming site. Not
well,
like
yeah,
that.
But I mean, like, the actual website, like the Cartoon Network, I can't watch it there.
Don't go there.
Oh, it just got quiet. I'm trying to cue a song, and I can't.
And I'm still debating with Steph about this whole time traveling with a telephone booth thing.
Not a telephone booth.
It is a telephone booth.
No, it's not. It's a police call box.
Same thing.
No, it's not. The police call box was used to put prisoners or people who were arrested into
Stand
the police call
one.
Box until they could come and bring, like, reinforcements to take the guy away.
It's a phone booth.
No, it's not.
I've gone far. My grave is too deep for me to get into this one.
E.T. says it's a telephone booth.
No, he doesn't. He agrees with me.
What?
He agrees with me.
I'm staying out.
And Steph. He agrees with me and Steph.
I'm staying out of this one. Okay, I think it's time.
Don't you dare get me in shit for this again.
I'm saying you agree
with
her. I was
in enough shit last
time.
How
is that going to get you in shit? Use your brain, child.
What brain?
It's true.
All right. Well, we're...
Oh, he's dying of laughter. It's okay.
Just fall out of your chair already.
Shut up. We're going to go back to some more music. We're going to start off with a song which Ashley said that she loves me for playing. What was it?
I don't remember.
Oh, for God's sake. This is to all those people who are Gaga for Gaga.
That was a bad pun.
Yeah, I know.
Overused, too.
What can I say? I'm a tool. Anyways.
That's the band.
Anyways, Born This Way, Lady Gaga here on Centennial Internet Radio, Where the Wind Blows, with your hosts, E.T. Zach and Ashley.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not. Drag, just be a queen, whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, beige, Chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient, whether life's disabilities left you outcast but leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this
no
way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient, I was born.
Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Woo.
Everybody just have a good time.
Clap.
Party rock is in the house tonight.
Oh.
Everybody just have a good time.
I can feel it.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Yeah.
We just wanna see you.
Shake that.
She on my jock, huh? Now stop when we in the spot. Booty moving weight like she on the block.
Woo!
With a drink, I got to know. Top jeans tattoo, cause I'm rock and roll. Half black, half white, domino. Gang of money, open door.
Yeah, I'm running through these halls like Drano. I got that devilish flow. Rock and roll, no halo. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping. On a rise to the top, no letting our Zeppelin.
Hey!
Party rock is in the house tonight. Have a good time,
yeah.
And we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Let's go.
Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Feel it, man.
And we gon' make you lose your mind. We just wanna see you
shake that.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Step up fast and be the first girl to make me throw this cash. We get money, don't be mad. Now stop, hating is bad.
One more shot for us, another round. Please fill up my cup, don't mess around. We just want to see you shaking it up. Now you home with me, you're naked now.
Get up, get down, get your hands up to the sun. Get up, get down, put your hands up to the sun. Get up, get down, put your hands up to the sun.
Woo!
Put your hands up to the sun. Put your hands up to the sun.
Shuffling.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows, broadcasting to you live from Centennial College's Center for Creative Communications here live on the Danforth. Breath again. Damn it. Yeah. Anyways.
Small applause. One person. Oh, well.
Anyways, guys, we're just about out of time here today. Tune in next week, though, for some more awesome music and some awesome stuff that we have yet to come up with.
And hopefully awesome guests as well.
Hopefully. More than likely.
Yeah, because you'll drag them here.
I will. I will drag them by the ears. But don't forget to tune in just 20 minutes to Zach's The Jukebox. Any specific theme tonight, Zach?
No.
Okay.
As usual.
Okay. Anyways, as I said, that's all the time we have today. Signing off from Where the Wind Blows from Centennial Internet Radio. I'm E.T.
I'm Zach.
And we're going to end off with some Def Leppard for you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to tune in 20 minutes to Zach's show, The Jukebox. Have a good night, everybody. You will hear from us next week. Take it easy.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Living like a lover with a radar phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video bam. Demolition woman, can I be your man? Hey, 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 hey. Rising in the desolate and a passion did it lay. Television lover, baby, go all night. Sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet. Little miss of innocence, sugar.
From my head.